Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application. We're always available at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, blah, 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 you're listening to us, we appreciate the fuck out of it.
Yay. Our in-house orchestra is so good.
Down, 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 down,
down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down,
down, down, down.
See, the bad part is I don't know which Kenneth Copeland clip it is. I have to rename these because I have two clips named Kenneth Copeland. How do I know if it's Shema Tassa or this one? What if I want to play this one instead?
Right. Well, do me a favor. When you play that, could you turn on the closed captioning or the subtitles?
Oh, that would tell be interesting what, to see what auto
what,
translate.
No, but what does he mean? Just put that in English so I understand what God's telling him.
You little son of a bitch.
I understand that.
Paul LePage. Join us on social media during the show at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING on the Twitter is the one we check. Then we also have a Facebook and an Instagram. And holy crap, thank you for buying shit through our Amazon link. Every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, if you use our link at crabdiving.com/Amazon, or use the banner there on the webpage, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
And strike and strike and strike and strike.
Oops.
Jeez.
There we go.
The thing with these tongue talkers, though, don't they also have to be paired with someone that tells us what the fuck they're saying?
No.
Or does the tongue talker...
No.
Then how do
we
know?
If you're a good Christian, you understand what the... With the what? Holy Spirit saying, yeah, it's like a Star Trek Universal Translator.
So if I can if I'm supposed to understand what Kenneth Copeland is saying, why can't I do it?
What do you mean?
Why can't I speak in tongues then?
Well, you can.
Oh, I can?
Sure.
When the fuck did I learn that, though? I cannot. That's like saying I speak French. Well, kind of. You know, like, I don't. Where do you learn that then? How are you able to do that? You're just able to.
You're overcome by the Holy Spirit.
So God would use me as an instrument and be like, I'm going to make you say blah, blah, blah. Labby dingy ding dong. Sobadabi la sondondo.
Right. God plays you like a Muppet.
Bitch. Oh, yes. Oh, I love that.
For every enemy that is aligned against you, let there be that we would strike the ground, for you will give us victory, God. I hear a sound of abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of shouting and singing. I hear a sound of victory. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done. For I hear victory, 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 victory in the quarters of heaven. In the quarters of heaven, victory, 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 victory. For angels are being released. Right
uh-oh.
Now, angels
uh-oh.
Are being dispatched right now.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Huh? Oh, you were...
What do you mean, huh? Mota. I'm speaking in fucking tongues, in. Man. I'm allowed to. I know God is using me right now. Abatagata.
Oh. Maybe you could join in harmony.
Abatagata.
Wait.
Angels are being dispatched right now. Hamanda, Aka, Ata, Raka, Teda, Baka, Sanda, Ata, Ambo, Osa, Tata, Rite, Eke, Banda, Ata, Rite, Didi, Asha, Ta.
I think I would pay to see this, maybe, and I hate myself for that. I would pay to see.
I wonder how much she makes per, like, syllable. Break it down.
No, if you're paying by the syllable, then this guy gets fucked. Ah! You know the guy in the background? He's just got one big syllable the whole time. He just screams.
The angels have even been dispatched from Africa right now. Oh. Africa right now. Africa right now.
Africa right now. Africa right now. Africa, can you believe it?
Catch those angels down in Africa.
That's right, everybody. Give it up for the angels down in Africa tonight.
Let's see what's going on in the old headlineronies right
so
now.
There's so much mental illness out there. You know, there really is. Ara, danda, don, ding, ding.
Stupidity and evil.
Slobby, dombe, ding, dong.
She ain't stupid. Paula.
Oh, no, she's a whale. She is making cash.
Over at the HuffPo, House Dems balk at super rich tax hike.
Super.
Clock still ticking. Oh, we've got some mealy
that you want
centrist Democrats who are like, I don't know if we should raise taxes on the rich that much.
Motherfuckers, you get every goddamn dime you can out of those fucking fat cats. That should be your motherfucking mission. Fuck off. Who the fuck is this? Who the fuck are these assholes?
Democrats are frantically searching for new tax ideas, it says here at the HuffPo, that can unify the party and pay for President Joe Biden's Build Back Better agenda.
Squeeze every motherfucking dime you can out of these rich fucking cunts, please.
House Democrats unveiled a tax plan today that diverges from an earlier Biden proposal in key ways, offering a lower corporate tax rate than the president proposed and omitting a levy aimed at inherited wealth.
I want to send the African angels, and I want them to get all the take the shit of this. Go take the ultra wealthy shit. Fuck them. Who gives a fuck about the ultra wealthy? Everybody does. So why do the House Democrats, of course, they
all probably have benefited from inherited wealth. So all of them are like, well, I don't know about this inherited wealth thing.
You're being insane.
My grandfather, I mean, I earned all that money my grandfather made three decades ago.
You know what's shameful? It's like when you talk about minimum wage increases and stuff, it's like all the 5 years so everybody doesn't get fucked. Everybody doesn't get fucked. Go get their fucking money. I don't like this one fucking bit. They should squeeze. Yeah.
For angels have even been dispatched from Africa right now.
Yes.
Africa right now. Africa right now. From Africa right now. They're coming here. They're coming here.
I want the African angels to go get their fucking shit. Right now. African angels, Swedish angels, any angels available.
Ooh, how about seven Spanish ones?
Hell yes. Seven Spanish angels are coming. There are seven Spanish angels coming to take your fucking shit.
We used to do that song in the band.
That's a great one.
Seven Spanish angels.
What's your favorite Willie Nelson song?
I don't use a lot of stuff. I did like that. Was it the Stardust album? I did like those.
Oh yeah,
like Angels Flying Too Close to the Ground, and you know, right, and things like that. It was a really cool album. On the Road Again's fun and good.
Yeah,
and easy to play.
Right,
from what I recall.
Yeah.
I think he's written a lot of amazing shit, though.
Yeah,
other people's songs too.
Right. I like On the Road Again.
Yeah.
It's my favorite one. I know that's this, you know, basic bitch kind of choice, but I don't give a shit. I love that song. Rata canta bota bita. We're going to take your fucking shit, you rich little fucking assholes. God damn.
Let's see. Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Oh, that's a good one.
Let's see.
Willie Nelson is a good guy. I mean, he does a lot of good charitable things. You know, he's not one of these ultra wealthy fucking cunts. God.
Crazy, he wrote for Patsy Cline.
That's awesome.
Funny How Time Slips Away. Elvis sang that one.
Shit. God damn. I don't know. Willie Nelson seems a lot more civilized than Elvis. What must it have been like working with this guy who's high as fuck all the time? You know?
Wait, who are you talking about?
Well,
Elvis or...
Well, I mean, listen, I know Willie Nelson is high as shit, but he's marijuana high.
Well, right.
God fucking knows what Elvis is on.
Well, right. Right, everything. I think it's a safe bet.
And it might not sit well with a stoner necessarily.
God, do you think Elvis would be all Jesus-y now?
I think Elvis would have just divorced like Shakira and would.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, dude.
He'd be, he's 80.
Yeah, and he'd have like, I don't give a shit. he might be in jail on like a weird weapons charge or something. Oh, yeah. He would probably be.
Somebody said Robert Goulet too many times.
Yeah. Him and Rob, you know what? He would probably end up hanging out with Rip Torn.
Niagara
probably.
Falls. So that's so there's a bunch of these. Let's see, Representative Richard Neal,
yes,
a Democrat from Massachusetts, chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, proposed a 26.5% top corporate tax rate.
Yay!
Slightly lower than the 28% rate favored by Biden.
Oh, okay.
Democrats are trying to come up with $3.5 trillion worth of revenue to offset the cost of a suite of new safety net policies in the Build Back Better bill,
including
monthly parents payments to parents, universal pre-kindergarten,
yes,
free community college.
Yes, we want even more.
And paid family leave. I don't know, like every other civilized fucking nation on the planet, and a lot of uncivilized ones,
yes,
have all that shit.
We want all the shit we can get. Oh my God! It's like I feel like who is that crazy fucking actor that has that scene in Thin Red Line?
Caviezel?
Who's making those guys take the hill? He's yelling at them. Nick Nolte.
Oh, Nick Nolte.
Go listen to that scene or watch that scene. Yeah. That man loses his fucking shit when those guys don't want to go up the hill. And you know what? Honestly, those guys shouldn't have gone up the hill. This is a bad comparison. But the Democrats need to get in there and get their fucking shit. Get their fucking shit. Who the fuck do you work for? Those weird... Who gives a fuck about the ultra wealthy? I don't give a fuck. Go get their fucking shit. Who cares? Fuck them.
So they need to crank this out because this is the one they're going to do, I believe, with reconciliation telling the Republicans to go fuck themselves as far as the filibuster is concerned. But they also need Manchin, who is doing his bullshit today again, saying... Joe Biden knows that I won't sign that $3.5 trillion.
Is there pictures of him taking a dick and he doesn't, and someone's is extorting him or something? Does someone have pictures of him doing weird shit?
Or
is he being blackmailed?
They're backing truckloads of money up to him and his daughter.
Is he the bitch of the pharma industry? Is that what I'm understanding?
Did you see there was a story not too long ago that they found that like his daughter was one of the ones responsible for hiking up the cost of EpiPens like 3,000%.
Oh my God.
For no reason other than they could.
And you know what? So what that will mean is someone that needs one needs to, because generally
people weren't getting them.
Yeah, you're just hoping you don't get stung by a bee.
People that have horrible allergies were like, well, I guess I'm just going to have to hope.
They
can call 911 and
God, these were, you know, the thing about this Republican little bitch babies, they're all horrible little fucking fascist assholes, but God, when they want something.
In their defense, the stock price did go up. For the pharma company. So, you know, when they sold all those. Because that's all it's important to conservatives and vulture capitalists.
I saw a guy, like, again, if you go to, like, the corner of Fairfield and Pace Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida, right where they're building there's a new jail they're about to unveil.
Spectacular.
There. Yes. And on the corner, there's a guy with one leg who's a veteran asking for money, and there's somebody else. There's usually three or four people there asking for money. And you know what? They don't give a fuck about the stock market. They don't fucking care, and neither do I. I don't give a fuck.
Most people don't.
Shelby, do you give a fuck about the motherfucking stock market? Do you?
I remember the stat. The richest 1/10 of Americans own 84% of stocks.
Wait, I'm sorry. Can you say that again for the 1/10? 1/10? Wait,
Shelby.
The richest, excuse me, everyone. Uta bata beta.
Let that lady walk in her neighborhood, Shelby.
Right.
She's
like, bullshit.
The richest 10%.
Right.
Own 84-85% of all the stocks. So when they say, look at how great the stock market's doing, it's another indicator that the vast majority of us, it doesn't mean fuck.
We don't care. You know what? Raise the minimum wage so people can go out and drink their faces off and then tip bartenders and waiters and all that money stays in the fucking community or some shit like that. What the fuck? Fuck this. And these Democrats that don't want to go get every dime out of these motherfuckers.
Legalize marijuana. What? And legalize marijuana and go to weed bars instead.
Yeah, except weed.
Drunks are obnoxious.
Weed even here, right here, is getting corporatized. You know,
well, everywhere.
So
there you go. There's some, you know, asshole Democrats that are just like, well, I don't know if we could spend this much money.
Man, grow a pair. Go after these bastards. Fuck these people. You should be like, when these guys are like, can we have this today? You should tell them to fuck off. Tell them to fuck the fuck off. I mean, you should be, what does the right want to do? What do they want to do? They want to drug test people.
Get rid of taxes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I was going to say they wanted to drug test people to get food stamps and shit like that.
No food stamps.
No food stamps. Right. Excuse
me. What are you talking about?
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
How are you going to bail out their company when, where's all that money going to come from?
I don't know.
When they blow up some chemical plant because they wouldn't buy some valves that
I don't know.
Would have cost them too much money, and then they go into bankruptcy.
Right.
But part of the bankruptcy adopted by the chairman and the CEOs of the company, the rules are that they get paid out first and the shareholders get paid out first.
That's fucking rad.
And then the courts are like, well, that's what they said in the contract. So, well,
that's what they said in the contract.
Yeah.
Do we need a Robin Hood or something? Like, who is doing that for poor people? Somebody needs to do that for poor people the way people do that for rich people. This is no money in it, I guess, in doing it for poor
people.
Well,
yeah, like, I hate to fucking quote Morning Joe, but
oh, yeah. Well,
Scarborough said there's no lobbyists for the poor. Who's lobbying for the poor?
Jesus.
You got people spending gazillions of dollars. Watch House of Cards and all those slimy lobbyists that are have literally millions of dollar budgets to woo these fucking legislators to get them to vote the way the company that's paying them wants the vote.
We need socialism. We need somebody that's like nice and shit in government that gives a fuck. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. That, I mean, you know, when you put it like that, it's like, what are we doing?
Of course, over at the Drudge Report, you know, Drudge may be anti-Trump kind of, but when you start talking about this kind of stuff, the headline of the Drudge Report, Dems tax rate higher than communist China.
Oh, fuck
communist
you,
China, communist China, communist China.
You know, Drudge, fuck you. Come on, address. That's who you are. Fuck off. The fuck off.
New Yorkers face 61.2%. Well, if they're making gazillions of dollars, the top ones, yeah, maybe they will. Maybe they will. And you know what? Fuck them.
Yes.
Fuck them. That's 30% better than rich cunts like they were paying in the 50s and 60s, which are the times that these assholes still fap to.
Yeah.
Back in the day when you could backhand your wife and still call an N-word. The good days to them.
You know, the people in... Right. I mean, fuck these rich people in New York. I read the story about these New York City delivery people that, you know, deliver food, you order off an app or something like that, and they're having a problem with being robbed. I mean, they're getting robbed all over the place because they got to travel across these bridges that aren't properly lit, and there's of course no cops around worth a shit to do fucking anything.
Well, you
wanted to fund us, though.
Yeah, and so now, I mean, I don't even know. The issue is no one cares about these delivery people. They don't give a fuck. And what these apps are doing, they're squeezing their what the delivery makers make. And oftentimes, they're undocumented, and nobody cares if they get robbed or the shit beat out of them. I mean, you know, maybe if you tax these people more in New York, maybe some of these, I don't know, these guys that are getting the shit beat out of them, delivering everyone's food.
So listen to this. The proposals include a 3% surtax on taxpayers earning more than $5 million a year. Oh, are you going to be okay?
$5 million a year?
3%? I hope you're going to be okay.
What is that a week? Like, I don't even know. Like, is $5 million a year is a lot, but what is it a week? Is it like, I mean, I don't even know. I guess you would take how many weeks? 52 divided by.
Let's ask Irish Siri.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to ask. Don't ask me. Lobby ding dong, stooby dooby. What's the answer?
What is 5 million divided by 52? Oh, it's just my headphones are still hooked up.
Oh, fine.
96,000 a week.
Oh, okay. let me get a budget going.
$96,154-ish dollars per week.
God, wow, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Wait. Excuse me. We're worried about taxing those people more?
Yes.
You can take half of that. If you took half of that, you'd be living off $45,000 a week, right?
Yeah.
How about that? That's all you get, you little fucking assholes.
I can't live off of that.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you. My God. I literally saw a homeless man walking across Pace Boulevard today carrying a piece of rotted fence with cans in a bag. And I'm like, that guy's using that for a roof somewhere in the woods is going to turn in these fucking cans. That's all. That's all. Huta puta.
The plan calls for raising the top marginal income tax rate to 39.6 from the current 37.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I'm a little bitch snowflake Republican fuck baby.
In New York City, the combined marginal tax, state and city tax rate is 14.8. So New York City taxpayers who earn more than $5 million a year would face a combined city, state, and federal marginal tax of 61.2%.
Yeah, let's get more of their shit. Our politicians.
So that means they're only making like $38,000 a week.
I don't know how you're going to do it. Get food stamps. Oh my God. Our politicians should wait. These motherfuckers should get up in the morning and think, how much can we take from these rich people to give to these poor fucking people?
Well, they are
people?
Thinking that. Oh.
That's, you know what I mean? I mean, they should.
No, they're thinking, how much are these rich people going to pay me to vote?
I want to find a guy. Hey, bills. If there's a Democrat out there that thinks like this, you wake up in the morning, you're like, how much money can I get out of these rich fucks? And you go to bed at night, you're like, God, I'm so mad at myself. I didn't get enough money out of these rich fucking.
Well, I think people like AOC.
I will vote for that guy.
People like AOC and the squad. Person. And
yes.
That's why they terrify those assholes.
God damn. Because they have too much shit.
Because they have the right message.
How do you budget $38,000 a week? Fuck this. That's crazy.
So those are your headlines, everybody.
Yay. We're worried. And you know, and that's for people that make $5 million or more, right? That's what they're talking about.
Yes.
So if you make $499,000 a year, you're not really affected.
Yeah, $4.5 million, you're sweet. You're fine.
So that what that really means is all these people find ways to high income up to bus. So this is all bullshit anyway.
And then other crooks make money off of consulting on how to save those crooks money. I used to work in a place that did absolutely that.
As did I.
They were paid millions of dollars, the section I worked in, to lower state and local taxes.
Oh, yes.
So
great.
They would pay us $500,000 for a contract, and we would lower their taxes $5 million.
I was about
so
to say,
it's more than worth it.
Why not just not pay, just pay whatever, but that you just answer my yeah. fucking question. That's that seems like a fucking what how do we operate like that? That's the dumbest shit I've ever fucking heard. Who gives a fuck about these rich motherfuckers? Jesus. God damn. Right? The dog's pissed.
There's nothing up there. I don't know why you start barking up on the table. There's
yeah,
nothing
she's
up there
right. She wants her shit. We got to get our shit from the ultra wealthy. And fuck this. This is bullshit. $38,000 a week or $45,000 a week. God, I mean, what do you, what's your inner, I mean, what do you do with that money? If you're that rich, like, what do you do? You're not going
to
spend
You probably
that.
Have a ridiculous overpriced place to live. That's yeah. like, look at me, look at me. You have a yeah. ridiculously overpriced car.
Okay.
Look at me, or several
right,
of them.
Right.
Your crotch spawn are all decked out in the latest gadgets and gizmos.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
and everybody likes to go down to the Caymans to.
Ooh. My, the embryo inside me forming already has an Apple Watch. that's funny.
So, yeah. And then. You know, then they squeal if
yeah.
It's like, well, like, how do
why are they such little bitch babies? Don't they understand that if like poor people just left to be poor and all this other fucking shit, that people eventually charge their way up in the Hollywood Hills and take your shit? And it, I don't know. That doesn't seem like it. It seemed like there might be a better way to go about things.
Right.
I don't know.
Elsewhere in the news.
What about poor people getting fucked with climate change? Is that just you're getting the shaft there as well? Oh, yeah. Is it just shaft-alicious?
Elsewhere in the news, we've got the latest from the Daily Beast. There's a... or it was originally in CNBC. I
yes.
should probably click on that one.
What are you doing?
She's pissed. She's upset. She wants what's hers. She wants her shit. I get it, Shelby. Get your shit.
An expert review of scientific evidence to date has concluded that COVID-19 vaccine booster shots are not needed at this time for the general public.
Well, I got mine.
A group of leading U.S. and international scientists said today in the peer-reviewed journal The Lancet.
Well, then
the conclusion by scientists, including two senior FDA officials, World Health Organization, came as studies continue to show the authorized COVID vaccines in the U.S. remain highly effective against severe disease and hospitalization, even caused by the fast-spreading Delta variant. While COVID vaccine effectiveness against mild disease may wane over time, protection against severe disease may persist, they say.
Okay.
That's because the body's immune system is complex and has other defenses besides antibodies that may protect someone from getting seriously sick. So,
like ivermectin.
I guess they're measuring.
I'm just kidding.
The some of the smaller effects right. of getting sick.
Well, I got the booster. So is that just bullshit? Is that what we're
well,
learning?
Well, no. They're just suggesting that it might not. You might not have needed it yet.
So you told my mom to get a shot.
Who did?
The science people. They told my mom to get a shot. Now she doesn't need it. She got a shot. She didn't need. I got a shot.
Well, she has pre-existing conditions.
So then you need the booster.
Well, they recommend it for them. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Current evidence does not therefore appear to show a need for boosting, and maybe it does. Oh, in the general population, in which efficacy against severe disease remains high.
Okay.
They don't think it's appropriate at this stage of the pandemic.
Appropriate, like morally, like
no, to say everybody go get it.
Oh,
they don't
okay,
think it's
okay.
appropriate to. They acknowledge that booster shots may eventually be needed, if vaccine-induced immunity wanes, or if a new variant emerges that can evade the protection of the shots. But they say there are risks to distributing boosters too soon,
fuck.
Including the potential for side effects. such as a rare heart inflammation condition known as myocarditis.
Perfect.
Which is more common after the second dose of mRNA vaccines.
Yay. Okay, good. Well, I got my booster. But it makes me more protected, doesn't it? Still makes me more protected.
Maybe against the lesser effects of the...
Okay.
Maybe it's yeah. what they're saying, but the longer term... really nasty damage, they say it appears that you might have, there's other things involved besides antibodies.
Okay. Well, tell the people down at Publix then, guys. If the science people could talk to the science people at Publix, that would be nice. Thank you.
Well, I don't think they came out and said go get boosters yet, did they? They said they were going to look at it at around Labor Day.
Yeah.
And maybe, and then they said, well, yeah, you can go ahead and get them if you want, I guess. But I don't think they're telling people, yeah, go get them.
You're right. But they thought, you know, well.
But they keep learning. That's, you know, and this is the vax idiots.
Yeah.
The morons will be saying, look, they can't even make up their mind. They couldn't make up their mind. No. That's how science works, you twats. We figure it out. We learn shit. And it's like, well, you know what? I guess we do need masks after all. Yeah.
And maybe they're lying. Maybe it's a vast conspiracy. But I did hear lots and lots of scientists said that the coronavirus isn't an easy thing to deal with.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It's not easy. It's a pandemic. And Trump was president. God, you fuckheads. God
damn. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know.
We took a year off.
Yeah, we took a year off for that cunt. Oh, oh my God. You Democrats, you go get every fucking
our country took a year off in its response.
Oh, yeah, a year off.
Yeah, of doing nothing.
CDC, well, not the CDC, I don't know. Whoever in our government that gives a fuck about taking care of us is like, you know what, this year, the worst year of all to take off, we're going to take it off. Go fuck yourself. That's what happened.
So it's not harmful if you did get it, unless you're having myocarditis or one of the possible very rare side effects. But they're just saying they're not recommending it right now.
I'm fine with it.
Running out.
And I'll tell you something. If you think I might need to go get another shot, I will go get one with a mite. I don't give a shit. I live in motherfucking Florida. Do you know what I'm saying?
You did go get one on mite.
This state is dark fucking red.
Yes.
In every list for everything that sucks, you need all the shit you can get. Now, I'm not saying go out and get guns or anything like that.
But follow the science.
No. Dig a moat. Fill it with gasoline. Burn. Put razor wire up.
Oh, yeah. Let's start burning sulfur. I heard that works.
Oh.
Take horse dewormer.
Ivermectin.
Don't forget. Oh, did you see Stern is in the headlines for ripping Rogan a new one?
Oh, good.
Going after, where was it? I thought I saw it. Oh, wait, Daily Beast. Here it is. Howard Stern mocks Joe Rogan for taking horse dewormer.
Thank you.
Quote, we have no time for idiots in this country anymore.
Fuck yeah. God, all these fucking comics worship Joe Rogan. Go fuck yourself, every single one of you motherfuckers.
He said, I'm taking on all the shitheads in our country who won't get vaccinations. I heard Rogan was saying, what are you busting my balls? He says, I took horse dewormer and a doctor gave it to me. Well, a doctor would also give you a vaccine, so why take horse dewormer?
Yeah, you dumb fuck.
Says Howard Stern.
Hell yes. That's what's up. That Rogan. What a fucking asshole. Rich dickhead.
The Stern's latest commentary comes on the heels of his assertion last week that unvaccinated people should not be granted hospital beds if they subsequently get infected and need life-saving medical help. Quote, you had the cure and you wouldn't take it, he said.
Right. I mean, there is some logic to that.
We have no time for idiots in this country anymore. We don't want you, he said. Stay home. Die there with your COVID. Don't take the cure. But don't clog up our hospitals with your COVID when you finally get it. Stay home. Don't bother with science. It's too late. Go fuck yourself. We just don't have time for you.
Says oh, shit.
Howard Stern.
I want to say that so much all the fucking time. It is out there. Go get the vaccine, you dumb fucking cunts. It is at Publix. It's free. It's free, you dumb dickheads. Just go get it. Get up in the morning one day, look in the mirror and say, you know what? Today, I'm not going to be a dumb redneck fucking cunt, and I'm going to go get my shot. God damn. Ugh.
So, Team Howard on this one.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, and it makes sense. I know Howard Stern is a germaphobe, bigly. I mean, not that it takes a germaphobe to be wary of this shit, but, you know.
So is Trump, which is so weird about, an added weirdness to it that he's such a germaphobe. Although, do you remember early in the process when he was worming his way into the press conferences for the COVID panel.
Yes.
And Deborah Burke said something about, I didn't come in on Thursday and Friday. You just have to be careful. Like, I didn't come in on Thursday and Friday because I was feeling a little under the weather. And then Trump's like, see you, gotta go, bye. Very busy, very busy. Gotta go, see ya, bye.
This dumbass, I mean, can we just think about this Trump administration just for a second? I mean, it's like, it's kind of unspoofable because, like, they had the coronavirus actually ran through the White House while they were...
Couple times,
kind
sure.
of, you know, I don't know, not giving a fuck about it in the general public too. I mean, how does your task force on coronavirus get a scorching case of coronavirus? I mean, they weren't even do. The thing is, how did that run through the White House? They weren't even. I guess they didn't give a shit, right? Everybody, nobody had a mask on.
Sure, yeah. I don't think Trump was encouraging people to mask up in the White House.
But do you not want to get it? Don't you not want to get it? Or you want to get it? You fucks.
Let's see. We do have... Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yes, thanks for listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app.
I've got this one, new book coming out.
Yeah.
Everyone's excited, although... The person writing it is a scumbag. This is one of the scummier scumbags that are writing about scumbags.
Yes.
This Stephanie Grisham asshole.
Who's
been around, helped Trump become president. She was on the team from early on.
Ugh.
And then she famously became press secretary after Sarah Huckabee left. No, look.
She's going to get into politics, look. Right?
She's running for governor of Arkansas.
How disgusting. Disgusting.
And then before we got Katie McNinney.
These are all fascists.
But Stephanie Grisham is famous for being the press secretary who never gave one press conference.
Right. Right. Well,
I believe.
Yeah. I think this would have been a great gig to work on the East Wing. Is that the first lady?
But she was Melania's chief of staff, too.
Melanie.
But now she's writing a book.
Melanie.
And
I can't wait for this book. It's going to be good.
Stephanie Grisham, former Trump White House press secretary, best known for never holding a press briefing, it says
Yay.
Here. Now Grisham is breaking her silence in a book called I'll Take Your Questions Now. Get
Damn.
It? She didn't do any questions when she was in the White House. Don't now you, she'll take the questions.
You know what's weird about this is like she's making a joke out of not doing her job that she was paid to do while she was melanoma's person, press secretary.
No, she was Trump's press. She was the press secretary after she, worked for Melania went back to working for Melania after. She went back to work for Melania after they hired McNinney, I think.
I mean, it's kind of weird that she's making a funny out of this to sell a book.
I think it comes out in a couple weeks, 2-3 weeks or something like that, sometime in October. But already they're leaking parts of it to the press.
Ooh.
And today, you know, we're going to get spoon fed these things over the next few weeks. Okay. Another bombshell revelation from Stephanie Grisham's, supposedly she's got stuff that Trump hides from Melania.
Oh shit!
She allegedly has things that she's gonna rat on Trump about.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. Know,
but who cares?
Right?
If it's cheating, Melania won't give a fuck.
Yeah, she won't give a fuck. But you know what? That's gonna be entertaining to listen to while you're on the elliptical. I'm looking forward to this.
So today's revelation is that Stephanie Grisham, at the time of the Trump insurrection on the 6th,
yes,
at 1:25 p.m., and this is an interesting time,
right?
Because it's really early. Right soon after the rioters broke through the barricades, Stephanie Grisham, then chief of staff for Melania, sent a text message to Melania saying, quote, "Do you want to tweet that peaceful protests are the right of every American, but there is no place for lawlessness and violence?"
Okay.
A minute later, Melania replied, one word.
No.
At that moment, she was at the White House preparing for a photo shoot of a rug she had selected.
Look at my rug!
For we need lights, better lights here. I see fucking rug. I don't give shit about no riot, no protest. Fuck Stephanie, no.
She doesn't give a fuck. She's showing off a rug, okay? A carpet.
Maybe. Again.
Again. What do you mean?
Like she did before she married Trump.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of pictures of her carpet out there.
Oh, yes. I have a photo shoot. God damn. No? Why wouldn't you want to tweet that out? I mean, that's kind of a thing you could always tweet out. We don't like violence. Okay, yes, absolutely.
You know what's wrong with just no?
No.
No.
Yeah, yeah, no. No thank you, even.
Well, Melania now has responded. Let's see. Grisham's forthcoming book, I'll Take Questions Now, What I Saw in the Trump White House, fine, also reveals that she urged Melania multiple times during the transition process to invite Jill Biden to the traditional tea, but she was rebuffed because the first lady shared her husband's view that the election was stolen.
Damn! Number one, Dr. Jill Biden, please stay the fuck away from these people. These people
fuck them.
These are spreaders. You are up there in age. Do not get around these spreaders. All right, no tea.
But the timestamp is interesting on this text.
Yes.
That's went to Melania because it undercuts Trump's claims that he was unaware that Pence was in danger when he first tweeted, at 2:24 that day.
Yes.
Meanwhile, when Trump tweeted, Mike Pence didn't do the right thing today, didn't have the courage. Remember? He tweeted that.
Yes.
Sadly, you know, he said, they had knocked down the barricades already.
Oh my God.
And Trump
God.
Was like, well, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know Pence was in danger. And that's a lie because Stephanie tweeted or texted Melania, who was standing right next to Trump.
Maybe Melania didn't say anything to Donald.
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, I have no... Listen, I tell you this.
Maybe she was busy with her rug.
Ooh, yes, maybe. But I tell you this. I have no problem believing that Trump wouldn't give a shit about Mike Pence.
Of course.
I mean, so, yeah. I'm sure we... I mean, they built a gallows for him. You know what I mean? Like...
Yes.
Mike, listen to me. It couldn't have ended worse for you.
They could have got him.
Oh, my God, you're right. What am I saying?
I mean, it could have ended
you
worse.
You escaped. It's not like you left Washington. You escaped and didn't go directly home because you were worried the maggots were on your tail. So you went around and you slept in different...
Couch
you
surfing.
You left the White House having to hide the fuck out. It's 2021. It's 2021, man.
I'm staying at a hostel in...
God. That is
Colorado Springs.
Dude, that is some straight up 1800 shit. Don't you think? That's not even of this century. You had to flee.
So Melania, and then on the 6th, Stephanie Grisham resigned, by the way, that day.
Oh, okay.
After Melania was like, no.
Okay.
Melania has put out a statement, though.
The intent behind this book is obvious. It is an attempt to redeem herself after a poor performance as press secretary.
Failed personal relationships.
Damn!
And unprofessional behavior in the White House. Through mistruth and betrayal, she seeks to gain relevance and money at the expense of Mrs. Trump.
Boy, all these Nazi fascists sound the same, don't they?
Yeah.
She sounds just like Donald.
It's because she didn't write it either. It's probably something that Michelle Obama wrote.
I think there was a sort of a bullshit narrative out there that, Did she just steal that from Michelle Obama? Yeah. Whatever. Whatever I was going to say. Fuck Melania. Okay. That's all. Fuck these Trumps. These assholes.
The reference to the failed personal relationship appears to be a reference to Grisham's past relationship with former Trump aide Max Miller.
Yeah. Whatever.
According to a Politico report, that relationship ended when he pushed her against a wall and slapped her in the face in his Washington apartment after she accused him of cheating on her.
God damn. Does anybody Snapchat this shit? I'm totally going to get this on Audible. I mean,
finally, on January 11th, Melania did issue a statement saying she was disappointed and disheartened with what happened last week. But
disheartened.
But
yes,
she found it shameful that surrounding these tragic events, there's been salacious gossip, unwarranted personal attacks, and false misleading accusations on me. Ew. From people who are looking to be irrelevant and have an agenda. What about me? I know they shit on walls, but what about me?
I don't give a fuck, do you? Oh,
God.
You don't care about anyone. I mean, God, she is hashtag crappy FLOTUS. She's the worst FLOTUS. You suck. And twice, you plagiarized Michelle Obama. That's insane.
Grisham says that the response to her text on January 6th broke her, since she had long defended the First Lady against accusations that she was a Marie Antoinette-type dilettante.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Now, Grisham writes, she sees Melania just like the doomed French queen, dismissive, defeated, detached.
Yay, way to speak out now. Way to speak out.
Right.
I'm going to buy your fucking book, you fucking GOP fucking loser. You're part of the problem. Go fuck yourself. God, should you not get this book? Ugh.
Melania told Grisham something bad happened and that the election results weren't legitimate. She didn't listen to Grisham when she tried to explain to her that there were small irregularities in all elections, but there was no grand conspiracy to unfairly remove Trump from office. But she wouldn't listen to her, I guess.
Well. Okay. Jeez. Way to speak out. It's like, even like, who had that book, the guy with the mustache?
Lindell?
Oh, yeah. God, Mike Lindell. I was going to say a less loonier guy with a mustache, I guess.
John Bolton.
Yeah. I mean, he waited till everything was done. He didn't speak out when bad shit.
He's that asshole, yeah. These
fucking people.
Cowards.
I mean,
until it's profitable.
Right. I think we failed with the pandemic, and we definitely failed when our country was faced with letting the prospect of a fascist being president. We just bent over, and then it fucking happened. What are we going to do the next time?
A publishing source says Stephanie knows she's stirred up a hornet's nest with this book. It includes potentially unflattering nuggets about other officials with whom Grisham tangled during her time in the White House, among them Jared Kushner.
Oh, yeah.
And Mark Meadows.
Damn, unflattering nuggets.
Who had her removed as White House press secretary. Oh, that was Mark Meadows.
Oh, shit, Mark.
The source that knows Stephanie says, Stephanie has secrets about Trump that even the First Lady doesn't know. Secrets he doesn't want her to know. Ooh. They will be in this book.
Oh, I can't wait. I mean, does Melania read, or does she read like
no,
Trump?
We'll
like
have somebody read it to them or tell them what parts are bad.
I think I'm with you. I don't think she's going to give a flying shit. You know, Melania, she won't care.
Since news of the book broke, this is Politico. Since news of the book broke last week, numerous Trump world figures have contacted Grisham to see how they're depicted in the book. Or to offer private messages of support.
Oh.
Grisham, who's very familiar with how the Trumps operate, is also bracing for the potential smear campaign. Potential!
Are we supposed to feel bad? You know what I love? It's time to get popcorn and watch all these fuckers eat each other.
Yeah,
cannibalize all the, you guys cannibalize each other. That'd be great.
So there we go.
Yay.
Grisham dishing on Melania in an upcoming book.
I don't really care, do you?
Fuck you, don't care.
Remember, and she let us know that all the children in these detainment camps are being treated well and...
They have blankets. They don't even have fucking blankets in Mexico Republico, where Dominican, Braca, wherever they come from.
My husband is meeting with the president of the Virgin Isles.
Elsewhere in the news, we have all kinds of shit going
Yay.
On.
Yay, bladadodo, bonding ding.
I'm going to save that one for a little later.
Okay, what's that?
We didn't do this one when we were in the COVID block.
COVID.
This will shock you.
Shocker.
That this is from the Washington Post.
Losing. Losers. Trump hates the WAPO.
The fourth surge of new cases in COVID began late June.
Yay! Are we still in four?
We guess, yeah.
Okay. Good job.
Since then, about 54,000 more people have died of COVID. Nearly one in five of those deaths have occurred, of course, in...
Florida! Everybody's winning! And you get COVID.
Over the course of the surge, the percentage of deaths occurring has been increasing steadily.
Okay. That's bad news, Pat.
But the whole point of this story is that there seems to be a correlation of the 23 states that have new cases per capita higher than the nation overall, than the national average.
Okay.
Of those 23 states, Ryan.
Yes, Pat.
21 voted for Donald J. Trump in November.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody, give it up for those states. Good job. Congratulations.
And 16 are among the 17 states that have the lowest rates of vaccination.
Oh, my God. And you get ivermectin, and I get ivermectin. Ivermectin's all around you, dumb fuckers. Wow. Good job. This is sort of predictable. I mean, you would imagine this, correct?
If you take the difference between each state's per capita cases and deaths relative to the national figure, and work it, average it by the 2020 vote, you see the red states are doing much worse relative to the country on the whole than blue states.
Bam!
What a shocker.
Wow. Florida says, come at me. What do you got? We got more COVID than you.
Not only are cases and deaths now higher relative to the country overall in red states than they were then, but the figures in blue states have gone down. They're much lower.
Oh, shit, blue states. What the fuck is up? You're losing. We got you.
Same with vaccination rates.
Oh.
Same patterns.
Damn. What do you mean? Are you saying people in red states are getting vaccinated at a slower motherfucking rate? So we got more COVID.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. How long will we be in this fucking pandemic in fucking Florida? How long? When is this over?
Less vaccinated states are still doing far worse on average in terms of cases and deaths.
That's us. We're less vaccinated, correct? Are we less vaccinated?
Not personally, but yes, in this state.
Good job. Fuck yes.
It says the chain of correlation is indisputable. Republicans have been less concerned about the virus, less likely to embrace practices such as masking, more likely to express opposition to vaccination, and obviously voted more heavily for Trump.
That's right, Florida. Good job, you dumb redneck motherfucking fuckers. Congratulations, you fucking idiots. Yay! Meet me at the landfill. We're all dying.
The debate is already infused with partisanship anyway. You can guess the partisanship of the guy using a Don't Fauci My Florida beer koozie for sale at Ron DeSantis' campaign website.
Shut the fuck. That's a real story. It's still available?
Oh, yeah. T-shirts and koozies you can buy.
Shame on you.
Don't Fauci my Florida.
There's some story about some politician was shaming the governors of Florida, or the states where, you know, they're not encouraging people to get vaccinated. They were getting shamed. That fucking matters.
Right.
Fuck all this. God, don't ouchie my Fauci. Don't give me my Fauci ouchie. Ron DeSantis is selling that beer koozie.
So, laying over the voting data with the COVID data, we're noticing some,
oh, shit,
some
Pat,
patterns.
You don't fucking say, really.
Really, we're all gobsmacked by that.
Show me one Biden voter that is vaccine hesitant. I want to meet that motherfucker. That's the motherfucker I want to meet.
There may be some African Americans. There's more hesitancy in the African American community.
Well, I don't know. I get your shots. What are you saying, the Tuskegee shit?
Oh, yeah, when you think you're getting some vaccine or something, and they're giving you smallpox and watching you die from it.
You know, yeah. Yeah. It's fucking horrible.
And that's not that long ago.
No, our culture.
That's within many Republicans that are voting that way is lifetimes.
That's the cost of fucking our racism. It's insidious. It fucks everything up. These dumb fucking bigots. These stupid racist motherfuckers.
The headline at the Root says, 21 states have higher rates of COVID-19 cases. These 21 states also have a large number of trailer homes.
I put that up on Facebook.
It's not nice.
No, it's not.
Nothing wrong with trailer homes.
Not at all. Not one fucking thing. Well, you know, I mean, they're not great in storms.
Though funny.
Yes.
The Root.
Right. The Root's hilarious. And Jezebel's pretty funny.
White man accused on hate crime charges, accused of yelling racial slurs at black family. Spectacular.
Yay. Good job.
Well, that's good. He's arrested.
Right. Absolutely.
Getting charged.
Thank you, cops, for doing the right thing. That's nice, isn't it?
Wait, is he a cop?
No. Oh,
I have to check. There's the odds are, you know, not bad.
Oh, they're the guy.
Then he could be a police officer himself.
Never mind.
Over the weekend, this is from Newsweek.
Yes.
This is in Kentucky.
Fuck you.
Have you been?
Kentucky?
Yes.
Oh, I have. Absolutely. What's your favorite forced birth billboard?
Yeah. Like them. Who's your favorite preacher? What's your favorite church?
Just ease up on the pictures, giant pictures of fetuses getting stabbed, if you could. If you could.
This weekend, Ryan, there was the We the People reunion rally.
Yeah, you get COVID and I get COVID. We're all getting COVID, baby.
Friday and Saturday. Oh, a two-day event.
Breathe, breathe, breathe. Lick, lick, lick.
Held at the Muhlenberg County Agriculture and Convention Center Fairgrounds.
Mask required?
In Powderly, Kentucky.
Powderly! It ain't white enough. Oh, it's white. It's
Powderly.
Powderly. You couldn't get more white.
Right,
you couldn't
like our skin.
Oh, wait. Did they pray to God and wave around snakes and shit like that? Blah-ding-dong-dee-boo-boo.
What does this mean?
Uh-oh. There's some fucked up shit.
I have to look this up now.
Yeah.
Wikipedia says Powderly is a home rule class city.
That's not good.
What does that mean?
That means head for the fucking hills.
What does
Get
that mean?
The fuck out of that motherfucker.
I gotta look this shit up now.
Welcome to Powderly. We're home rule, bitches.
Oh, the population.
Yeah.
What is Powderly doing with the? Well, they probably just have a convention center. Everybody works at the convention center that lives in Powderly.
Yeah.
But it draws people from everywhere.
What?
745 is the population of Powderly.
I think on Tinder you're allowed to swipe right on your immediate family.
Tinder. Grindr. The 96.1% white. Which means there's like 8 black people in this town.
Why is it named that? Why is it named Powderly? I must know. Do they make gunpowder there? Everybody's just white?
Okay, before we go, I just got to look up this home rule class.
Oh, yeah, that's probably the most interesting thing. That sounds terrifying.
Kentucky cities are divided into two classes based on their form of government. The first class is a mayor with alderman government.
Right.
Oh, so that's for bigger cities.
Okay.
And the home rule class is all other forms, including mayor and council, or a county or a city county commission or city manager type
It doesn't rule by barbarian or tribal leader. Yeah,
I'm thinking there's a
wall
around it or something.
Yeah, it's one rule, man.
We're home rule, buck y'all.
Yeah, that home rule and some 700 people in the town.
745.
Oh, excuse me. Jeez.
Of which 8 are black.
Everybody, don't forget. Get the fuck out of there.
Lightweight less. Wait a second. What was the black?
They need it.
2% black. So it's like 2. It's like 3 black people.
Airlift people out of that place. I don't know. Maybe it's great. Maybe it's great.
No, like 15 black people.
Get out. Leave. You got to run away or not.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, that's got to be like two, three black families.
No, I don't mean, I mean, you know.
Living in.
This Powderly sounds like a scary place in Appalachia that you could, that was probably, they probably was in the top 5 locations for deliverance and it made it down. It was between Powderly and Gainesville, Georgia. And they're like, you know what? Georgia's just so much creepier.
Oh, they're right near Paradise Park Museum, a replica of a 1920s coal mining town.
Oh, paradise in air quotes.
Because we all know that coal mining. So great.
Great.
Ooh, the median income, $23,000.
Oh, shit.
$28,000 for a family.
Damn.
Oh, my God. How can a family have $28,000?
Listen, Democrats, go get every fucking cent you can out of these fucking fat cats.
15.6% of the population below the poverty line.
That's crazy. That's crazy. And these moderate Democrats are like, we don't want to go after the ultra wealthy.
And did I mention these are all white people? By the way, there's 15 black people.
Are they? Is this a Republican area?
Anyway, well, let me finish the story here.
Yeah.
The pro-Trump rally over the weekend, the We the People reunion. Big event, Ryan.
That's right, Pat.
Local channel WFIE. WFI.
Fi.
14 News sent a team out.
514. But you.
The big speakers. Attorney Lynn Wood, who I've got a story about coming up here.
Oh, my God. How sad.
Retired General Michael Flynn.
This is a Saturday Night Live cast. Is the worst cast ever.
And the headliner, none other than CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell.
Nine. Wow.
However.
Yeah. Mike Flynn, Mike Lindell.
News teams were sent home, Ryan.
And Lynn Wood. Oh, no.
Promoters and had expected a crowd of over 10,000 people.
Oh, God. Nobody showed up.
Journalists figured about 200 to 300. And they sent them away. They sent the journalists away because they were embarrassed at how few people were there.
Oh, my God.
And event organizers refused to speak. WFI about the rally.
Did they charge tickets?
Photos and videos of the event posted to social media appeared to show only a couple hundred people in attendance.
Listen, if you told me at some of my shows a couple hundred people were going to be there, I would lose my shit. I'd be like, hell yes. God damn.
Here's the description of the event.
Okay.
The biggest patriot rally of the year, a true reunion of We the People, combining the biggest names in the conservative patriot movement, including General Flynn, Lynn Wood, Candace Owens, Mike Lindell, and many others, along with top-notch Christian and country music entertainment. Simply put, this will be the event of the year for American patriots.
Holy fucking shit. Mike, what a sad goddamn... This is an entertainment industry.
I guess I would. If they paid me enough, I would have done that voiceover. Maybe I wouldn't.
No, you would not do that. You wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't.
Fuck these people.
I would tell my agent I'm not doing that shit. There was something...
Unless you're going undercover for George Soros as an agent, a spy, I would be for that.
No, I'm trying to remember. There was...
Infiltrate them.
Oh, you know what? It was the recall 1,000 years ago in California.
Oh, for the recall election.
And they were my... My manager called me and they wanted me to audition. It was a voiceover agent or a casting director that I worked with. That she got me a lot of non-union stuff. And it was right before like 2 years before I got in the union.
Yes.
And she, she's like, do you want to do some spots for the recall?
Right.
Pro recall.
No.
And I was like, I don't think I want to do that.
No, nobody wants.
I don't want to be the recall guy.
Yeah, go get put Arnold Schwarzenegger in office. That's going to be a great fucking idea.
Let's put it this way. The money wasn't good enough for me to be the recall guy.
Hey, who the fuck would. I hope there's. I better not know any actors doing any fucking pro recall election advertising. Because if you're in living California, you want Larry Elder to be in charge. You are addicted to something, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that guy is fucking crazy.
Yeah, and he's probably helping Gavin, or he is helping Gavin Newsom with the recall because people are looking at the alternative and they're like, oh, we can't do that.
If any friends from Cali are listening, please, please. California. Please, please vote no on the recall. That's some crazy shit because that could fuck up everything, right? I mean, goddamn!
Just vote. It's mail in.
We listen.
I got a text today from someone with the Escambia County Democrats.
Oh yeah, who was that? Me, us, and a couple other people, or it was like
right,
me,
all five
you,
of us.
My mom, see,
big election coming up next year. Voting by mail gives you more options and is safe and reliable.
Of course.
Call the Escambia COVID. Supervisor of Elections to sign up. I don't have to because I checked it after I got this text.
Yay.
And my standing request for mail-in ballots goes through next year. So
Right.
I'm good.
I think I have that as well. See, I mean, you know, but that's evil, right? That's voting by mail is evil.
Well, not here in Florida because more Republicans use it.
Oh, yeah.
So they like it here.
Oh, God. I mean, these fucking Republicans from Florida are so fucking creepy. Is Matt Gaetz still in trouble, or is he still in trouble, or what? Is that just not a thing anymore? Like, nobody's talking about it.
Yeah, they're still. Well, you notice, what's his name hasn't been sentenced yet, so.
Oh, Greenberg?
He's still tweeting and singing.
Yes. God, Matt, you might be fucked, you dumb fuck.
Melania. I was closing some of these stories on my computer.
I mean, Melania Trump, I mean, I just think because she flew under the radar because her husband is Donald. But she, again, she plagiarized two speeches from Michelle Obama. Sure, Imagine that happening with Jill Biden or Hillary. Oh, my fucking God. Shut the fuck up. People would be losing their shit. But Melania does it. It's insane. It's outlandish. Nobody even fucking remembers.
A National Institutes. I have to sneeze.
Oh, God bless. I mean, why doesn't Michelle Obama sue the shit out of Melania for stealing her goddamn speech? I would.
Who cares?
God.
A National Institute of Health study has found that marijuana use among college students is soaring.
Wow, that's shocking.
As alcohol consumption is plummeting.
Bam! Wow! Wow! What do you think about that, guys?
The NIH found that 44% of college students reported using marijuana.
Wow, I'm reporting.
56% lied about using marijuana.
Who do you report that shit to?
44% of college students report using marijuana.
44?
A 6% increase from 2015. Oh my God. I was in college in 1815.
Right.
And it was more than 44%. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I mean, I've never been good at math, but it seems like a bigly number.
Daily marijuana usage ticked up from 5 to 8% of respondents during that time.
Excuse me, as opposed to what other kind of usage of marijuana?
Well, occasional.
I don't know why that's funny.
Meanwhile, this is even a bigger lie.
Right.
56% of college students said they consumed alcohol last year.
Ooh. Well, I mean, people aren't drinking as much. Dude, drinking sucks. Gives you a hangover and all this other bullshit.
Go to a campus and find me 56 minus 100 is 44. Find me 44% of the people on that campus that did not consume alcohol in a year.
Can I just say something? It is the pandemic, and there are some drunks out there. You need to take it down a fucking notch.
Okay, now here we go.
Take it down a notch, motherfuckers.
The number of students reported binge drinking.
Yay!
Defined as having 5 or more drinks during an outing. Oh my God.
During an outing?
I think I.
The people I know that drink?
I think I must have been a binge drinker too.
Oh, yeah,
then.
Me too. I must have been a, I must have been a hate crime drinker. I mean, good God. What do they call that? That's binge drinking?
Binge drinking, defined as having 5 or more drinks during an outing. I don't know about that.
I don't know. I'm around a lot of mother. I'm around a lot of motherfucking drunks. And 5, I would say they will go through 3 drinks in an hour over a period of 4. And so we're at 12 drinks. It's like, there's a guy, I know a guy that every night, this is a drunk that shows up to comedy shows. This guy will drink, and I'm not kidding you, 27 Bud Lights.
Oh,
or Busch Lights. Busch Lights. 27 Busch Lights. In one setting.
Is he just a catheter hooked up?
On one tap.
To a garbage bag?
No, he's a huge guy. He's an enormous idiot.
Oh, well, then maybe.
He's like science.
A little better, but.
He goes, scientists are people that just want to make money off writing books. This guy.
So all the drinking's helping the brain cells, obviously.
Oh, yeah. He's dumb as shit.
So the number of college students reported binge drinking dropped.
Yay.
To 24%.
I don't know. 24%.
Are they going to Christian colleges? Well, that's going to be worse, actually.
Yeah,
but are they?
The definition of binge drinking is just how these people drink. 5 drinks in an outing is nothing. That is nothing.
Well, it depends on the drink, but yeah.
No, it's a Long Island, maybe. Okay, you're going to have 5 Long Island iced teas.
Well, on. When I was working downtown in Chicago, and we went to the like once a week or so to the fancy bars and drank the fancy cocktails, I would have those gimlets.
Yeah. Well.
And on 5 gimlet nights, it was a cab ride home.
Of course. And give me my bi-thick.
That was, you know, I was a mess.
Well, you know, I mean.
I don't think I had 5 gimlet nights.
No, I don't think you could. I mean, 5 drinks. I know there are people. God. This should be adjusted for Florida. No, everybody drink. If you drink, you drink 5 drinks a night. That's how much you drink. That, from what I see. Everybody's binge drinking.
9% of college students admitted to psychedelic drugs usage.
9! Oh, really?
A 4% increase.
That they're lying as well. There's people out there not saying they do that.
The report also highlighted a huge decline in cigarette smoking. Well, that's good.
Yay!
Amphetamines. Well, that's good.
Yay!
And prescription opioid usage. All dropping.
That's good. We're taking LSD. We're taking the mushrooms.
It's good. Take them. Take poppers. Your psychedelics and your pot and leave the...
Absolutely.
Leave the amphetamines and the
all the means.
The nasty alcohol alone.
Oh, yeah. Try to keep it to 5 drinks. Florida's like, I mean, you know, it's like, there's no people drink 12 Jaeger shots in a night here.
Oh,
I've seen, they don't give a fuck.
Good God.
Whoever invented the definition of binge drinking is wrong. Scientifically, you're wrong. That's insane. That's just drinking. I'm sorry. Adjust it.
Maybe we just hang out with a really bad crowd.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Good
dude.
God.
Absolutely.
Were my friends all scumbags?
No.
My whole
just
life.
Just profound drunks, some of them. And that's okay. I mean, a lot of these guys are drunks. You know, 5 drinks a night.
Well, a night is a little excessive.
5?
5 drinks a night?
No, I think that's normal.
I mean, a beer, you know, my dad would come home from work and he would start with the beers and
it's
he would
Friday
probably
night.
Have 4
mm-hmm.
by, but that's from, you know, 6 o'clock at night till 10.
Yeah.
Till they go to bed or whatever, but I don't.
I mean,
well,
you
my
know,
mother, we can't count.
You're tossing. I know people
my
who toss
was an
back
alcoholic,
at
so yeah. We can't count that.
You toss back 2 bottles of wine, you know.
Oh, my God.
That's the wine drinkers out there. They,
really?
Yeah, yeah. Fuck, yeah.
Yeah, I'm such a lightweight, I guess. So there you go. That's what's going on with the kids these days.
Yay. Perfecto.
I approve.
Right.
I'll take weed over
yeah.
alcohol any day.
Take your acid. Don't be stupid.
It's only Monday, everybody.
Oh, really?
But we might have some Faithless Friday
Jeebus
overflow.
Are people still religious even in the middle of all this shit? Like, they're like, boy, I've been praying to Jesus all my fucking life, but yet we still have this pandemic. Nobody thinks, like, what's Jesus doing?
Didn't we see that it's a little less? There are people that are like, I don't want to go to church, especially like the Catholics and stuff.
Right.
Who the Catholics have been like, well, we're not going back.
No, we're not going to go back to
church. And now people are realizing, it's like, well, wait a second, why did I go?
Yeah.
Why am I going?
You imagine you're Catholic. You're like, why am I going to this place? They're raping my kids and there's corona. I think I might stay home.
We'll get to this Lynn Wood thing in a minute. This guy's
just that's like you're playing pool and there's like your ball is guarding a pocket.
Out of his fucking mind. this is, well, what right wing nut job do we want? Oh, well, here we go.
Yay. Let's see
if I don't know if you'll be able to recognize this person.
You have the Lord God Almighty on your side. I need you to use your voice and speak. What if Jesus showed up today and said, from this point forward, everything you say, you will have it. He said it. That's exactly what he said to us. So what are we saying? Are we going to sit and agree with the enemy? Are we going to agree with what the enemy is doing? Are we going to sit back and complain and murmur? Are we going to speak?
Are we going to complain and murmur? You ain't sitting back and complaining. You ain't shutting up at all.
Is this?
This is.
I don't know who the fuck this shit. I know who this is.
Bobert E. Lee.
That's
Bobert. This is Lauren Bobert.
Maybe when she said murmurs, she said, what did she say?
Sit at home and complain and murmur or something like that.
Murmur. Who's murmuring, you dumb fuck?
This is at the Truth and Liberty Coalition meeting, Ryan.
The Truth and Liberty. Who names this shit?
but this is, we played this guy before. This is the religious right political organization founded by right-wing pastor Andrew Womack. He's, you know, virulently anti-gay, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But nice. Listen to Bobert getting her Jesus on.
Bobert E. Lee, everybody.
Are we going to sit and agree with the enemy? Are we going to agree with what the enemy is doing? Are we going to sit back and complain and murmur? Are we going to speak life into this nation? Are we going to speak victory?
Are we going to speak life into this nation? Oh. Are we going to speak victory? And now these waddlers in this auditorium are standing up for her. They're standing and applauding this babble, this word salad of nothingness.
Drivel. And is that forced birth language I'm hearing getting slipped into this?
Oh, I'm life. Sure. You're gonna sure. Talk why
life.
Not?
Excuse me. Why can you get a state of Florida license plate that says choose life on it? Why can you get that?
You can.
But why? That's right. Like the state endorsing forced birth.
I want to get one that says, get it out of me.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's my vagina, or if I had one.
Here's some more of this.
What a nutball.
She's such a great speaker, yeah, isn't she? In very mellifluous tones.
Well, I mean... I mean, it is kind of... It's very scary. She sounds like... Doesn't she sound like a fascist?
Well, you sound like...
Nation, are we going to speak victory? Are we going to declare that God removes these unrighteous politicians, these corrupt, crooked politicians, and installs righteous men and women of God?
Oh, God. People are standing, like, with their hands up, like, oh, preach it. Preach it. Oh, and she's waving a big old Bible in her hand, too.
You know, it's so sad. It's actually tragic, the Republican dumb fucking party of dumb fuckery, because it used to be they would lie and be like, we want smaller government. We know that's not true. That's not true at all. But now they're just straight up telling people to go get angry and violent.
Right.
Like, I don't even know. What does she want people? What is the call to action?
You've got to speak victory into the nation.
Just some weird shit.
A couple hundred people.
You have the God kind of faith, and that faith speaks.
You have the God kind of faith, and that faith speaks.
You have that God kind of faith.
Faith, and that faith speaks. That faith speaks to mountains, those impossible, immovable situations. And I think there's some mountains that need to hear your voice.
Pat, which mountains need, what mountains need to hear from me? Name them, please, so I talk to the right ones. What the fuck? I mean,
and they're eating this up. It's just, yeah.
God damn, these people are dumb as shit. I mean, what can we sell them? Fuck, they're stupid.
These mountains don't need to hear your pastor's voice or the preachers on TV. God bless them. Thank you for them. What? But it's time the church speaks up. The church has relinquished too much authority to government. We should not be taking...
The church
yeah.
has relinquished too much authority
yes.
to government.
Wow. Here's a,
I'm sure the Taliban wrote that line for her.
You know, if I had to give a review of this speech, so far what I would say, an odd word salad with weird fucking creepy Jesus shit, and then in moments of straight up Nazism.
Oh, yeah.
That's what this is. What is she talking about?
Has relinquished too much authority to government. We should not be taking orders by the government, from the government. The government needs to be looking at the church and saying, how do we do this effectively?
Hey, wait a second. This is not what we're about. Is it not? Are we... Is this, like, insane? Well,
this is what they want. They're not,
what is she,
they're not hiding
me.
The fact that they want a Christian fascist regime to run this country.
Boebert is a legislator from...
Colorado.
Okay. And she's famous for being an anti-masker, right? With their fucking dumb fucking restaurant.
Yeah.
God, you dumb fucks. This is what happens when you elect...
And a gun nut.
Yeah. What is good about her? Is there anything decent... Jesus, the worst person.
It's Lauren Boebert.
What is she? What is the point of this Jesus shit that she's talking? I've lost my mind. What is she even talking about? What does she want me to do?
What does she want me to do? She wants you to send money to her and the Republicans.
Do you want people to be just violent, angry pants? Is that all you want, you fucking asshole? I don't understand what you want. Do you want me to?
I said it. Send money to her and the Republicans.
It's just insane. You're shameless.
We got some people under this tent right now. You have the hardest time keeping your mouth shut about your church. So I'm going to sit here for about 15 seconds and just give you a chance to leave anytime you want to. Because we need your seat anyhow, you complaining judgmental Pharisee.
Oh, my God.
You can leave anytime.
Apparently someone in Greg Locke's church is squealing to the press or something. And he ain't happy.
God damn, judgment fire says this, Greg Locke.
You can leave anytime you want to.
Jeez, where did Greg Locke study at Juilliard or something?
Because we need your seat anyhow, you complaining judgmental Pharisee. You can leave anytime you want to. I'm just going to sit here for a minute and let you walk out.
Who are the Pharisees?
If you can call me out behind closed doors.
They were the Jews that sentenced Jesus to go up on the cross. They were the ones that voted.
Okay.
They could vote to either save Jesus or save the thief.
So you could say this speech is anti-Semitic. He's telling people to blame Jewish people.
Well,
I think it's that. Yeah.
If you can call me out behind closed doors, why don't you be man enough, put on your big boy pants, stand up and walk out right now for everybody, you coward. Woo! I'm about fired up this morning. Turn this microphone up. I'm fired up. That's a big tent door. You can leave anytime you want to. You critical hypocrite, you Pharisee. If you think I'm going to stop just because you want me to, you have lost your mind. I'm just getting started good. I'm just now calling out Joe Biden. I'm just now preaching against the LGBTQ community. I'm just now calling out.
No, man, Wait a second. The ones that still have the ability to stand are leaping out of their seats, waving their hands in the air in his giant circus tent.
This is such a sad, sad slice of America right here. This is some sad fucking shit. What's wrong with this fucking guy?
He's getting rich doing this, man. I mean, fuck. Listen to all these dumb fucks here. God, these dumb fucks. Why are you dumb fucks? Listen to me. Dumb fucks that send Greg Locke money. What happened to you? Why are you so dumb? What happened to you? There must have been some trauma or something, right? How do these dumb fucks exist that send Greg Locke money?
Oh, they send him money.
Yeah. What happened to them?
They're not bright.
Okay.
They're brought up with this bullshit.
Okay. Okay.
Did I mention they're not bright?
Jeez. I mean, it's just like, this guy's nuts. And does he get a tax exemption shit for the... Because it sounds... I'm just saying, if you're tax exempt with your fucking church and you're supposed to be... You're not supposed to endorse candidates, right?
Yeah, you're not supposed to talk specific politics at all.
It kind of sounds like he is, doesn't it?
From his website, Pastor Locke is the founder and lead pastor of Global Vision Bible Church. Yo. He is a revivalist with a firebrand social media following because of his boldness for truth. Pastor Locke is a highly sought-out speaker for church conferences and political events. He spent the first decade of his post-seminary life as a full-time evangelist who has preached in 48 states and 16 nations. Pastor Locke preached his first sermon at 16.
See, there you go. This is a bullshit industry then. If a 16-year-old can fuck this... What? This pisses
me off.
He has
a bachelor's degree in biblical studies. Get this. And a master's degree in revival history.
Is he telling people to get vaccinated?
He recently released his new Amazon number one best-selling book.
Vomit!
This Means War. We Will Not Surrender Through Silence.
This guy, who's being silent? Who's being silent?
They're trying to close the churches because of this COVID.
Because COVID, yes, dickhead. And we don't want to...
He and his wife, Taisha, have 6 children.
Yay! Yay! Good. Keep popping them out. Only 6? Come on.
There you go.
Come on, Greg. Summon up some more cum. Have more kids, please.
Oh, his previous book, Weapons of Our Warfare.
That sounds peaceful.
Unleashing the Power of the Armor of God. Ooh.
I'm sorry. Can I ask a question about religion? If there's any religiosity motherfuckers listen to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app, I thought the whole idea of this Jesus shit was that it's peaceful or something of that nature. Like, Jesus is peaceful. It's not about violence. Or is it?
You can get an America Needs Jesus t-shirt for $30.
America Needs Jesus.
You can get a laser-etched coffee tumbler. It says, devils still flee at the name of Jesus. $35.
God, well, it's laser edged,
it
Pat.
It is laser edged.
Someone made it with laser. What? Marjorie Taylor Greene made it with her Jewish space laser.
A trucker hat says, open the churches.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, boy.
Go fuck yourself. Nobody, you guys, here's the thing with the churches.
$30 for the trucker's hat.
If there was any I know, that's kind of.
$30 for a 48-cent trucker's hat made in China.
If you want a trucker hat, a crab diving trucker hat, we will send you one for $350 fucking dollars. Shipping included.
Oh, a lot less than that.
Yeah, god damn. These motherfuckers won't leave $1 on the goddamn fucking table. Man. I mean...
There's Greg Locke.
Explain to me... God, again, Jesus, if anybody's into Jesus, if you're into Jesus, no, he doesn't give a fuck, right? There's so many dead people from this coronavirus. If you're into Jesus, Jesus is obviously on heroin. He's watching his stories. He doesn't give a fuck, okay? So find somebody else to worship.
We got...
Right?
Turn this microphone up. I'm fired up. That's a big tent door. You can leave anytime you want to.
Fuck you.
You critical hypocrite, you Pharisee. If you think I'm going to stop just because you want me to, you have lost your mind. I'm just getting started good. I'm just now calling out Joe Biden. I'm just now preaching against the LGBTQ community. I'm just now calling out abortion. I'm just now talking about election fraud. I'm just now talking about Antifa and Black Lives Matter. I'm just now calling out this wicked nonsense. You might as well leave while everybody's clapping so nobody will see you.
Fuck you. I think.
Leave anytime you want. Right.
This guy, I know he's about Jesus, but he also sounds like he's about white supremacy.
Yeah, Antifa. And...
how does he not understand Black Lives Matter? What's his problem? He's into Jesus, right? The teachings of Jesus, do unto you, and all this good moral shit, right? I mean,
I'm looking at the crowd in his big giant tent there, Ryan.
What's the overriding demographic, Pat?
Let's just say, not seeing a whole, it's not a big tent event, let's say.
Fuck you! Is this the Blue Lives Matter crowd?
Wait. Tons and tons of white people. Looks like, disturbingly, a bunch of young white people, too. Younger white people.
That sounds perfect, Pat.
And they're loving it. They're jumping up and down. It's like a WWE event.
Oh, no.
This lunatic.
These.
I haven't even started on the LGBTQ. I haven't started on the BLM. I haven't started on the Antifa. I haven't started on the blacks.
I mean, this entertainment industry with these churches, man. I mean, listen, if we could do a religious podcast, we could be like,
well, how much are we making?
As much as we want. It's. I mean, I'm telling you, if Greg Locke, I would never do this, but if Greg Locke is the top of the game, get the fuck out of here, please. If we wanted to do that, we could do that better than Greg Locke, couldn't we? What do you do? Listen to this. I haven't even really worked on it, but listen. What do you think about that? That's all.
You get a one spurt. So that's Greg Locke.
One spurt ain't good enough for a mega church, boy.
Pastor Greg Locke. Fired up.
Greg Locke gets lots of spurts.
Apparently there's a traitor in the midst.
Yeah. Are you a Pharisees? What are you, some judgmental Jewish person over there? God, I mean, you know, every time there's someone that doesn't like you or has criticism for you, your knee-jerk reaction shouldn't be, oh, you remind me of the people that killed quote-unquote Christ. I mean, that's, you see how that's problematic, you dumb dickhead? Hello, Greg?
We do have, oh, there's some Q-Loon. The Praying Medic, we played him before. He's pretty boring, though.
Yeah.
He kind of talks like this. It's just very boring.
Hi, I'm the Praying Medic.
Dave Hayes, leading QAnon decoder. Dave Hayes, the Praying Medic.
Did he go to DeVry for that piece of paper?
Is predicting that Q will return when Trump comes back to office. Q's been gone, by the way.
Right. Where is he then?
We don't know.
QAnon is on holiday. He's on a sabbatical.
We have... police in West Texas this week arrested Joseph Angel Alvarez, 38, who allegedly targeted a couple, killing the wife in the process because they voted for Biden, had a Biden flag, and a doll of Trump hanging outside their home.
Oh, my God. So they were hanging Trump in effigy?
Yes.
How horrible. Fuck it, I don't care.
He's been jailed on $2 million bond for the murder of Georgette Kaufman.
Jesus. These maggots.
On $500,000 bond for aggravated assault on the woman's husband. The couple was targeted last November, shortly after the election. Criminal complaint says they found Georgette Kaufman's body inside her garage.
Jesus.
Alvarez shot and killed the woman. He went into the backyard, walked up a flight of stairs to an outdoor patio deck, tried to get into the house, but found it locked.
Well done.
The husband heard a noise at the back door, thought it was his wife. Alvarez fired several shots through the closed wrought iron door, striking the husband, but he didn't die.
Yeah.
He was able to crawl out of his house. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
And reach a neighbor's house and call for help.
So they got attacked by these maggots.
During the investigation, investigators uncovered emails sent by Alvarez in which he stated his extremist religious beliefs and identified pro-choice advocates as the Jewish Satanist Party.
Damn.
Called abortions Jewish child sacrifice.
God. So this person is like radicalized, crazy.
He said Memorial Park, nearby is a ritualistic satanic ground to conduct abortions by the manner of magic.
Shit. God, that sounds that's a lot.
See, now the thing is, any other time we'd be like, well, this guy's obviously mentally ill, but
yeah.
In these Trump times, that could be half of our neighbors here believe the same shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Higher than half?
I don't know. It's something to not think about.
He wrote claims that he targeted Kaufman's home near Memorial Park because they voted for Biden and had a big Biden flag and a doll of Trump hanging.
Oh, big fucking deal, you fucking snowflake. Do you know how many fucking signs there are for Trump? They're all over the fucking place. Trump. You guys are cultists. Somebody's got a Biden flag. Big fucking deal.
Yeah, I saw another tweet today that was like, you know, I wanted nothing more in the world than Joe Biden to win in this last election. But I don't own a Joe Biden hat or have a sign for Joe Biden in my fucking yard. And
neither
never
do
did.
I. Neither do I.
Because we're not nuts. We're not in a cult.
Well,
you guys
are. You're not radicalized.
No.
Look at all these radicalized motherfuckers out there. How do they do it? How did you guys get radicalized, you dumb fucks? How?
Make sure you vote, everyone, in California.
Oh, yeah, please.
Even you guys the are polls insane. Are saying it's all good. Remember what the polls said about Hillary.
And you got Newsom. I don't give a fuck how you feel about him. He's better than DeSantis. He's better than Larry Elder. Will be his governor, don't you think?
Well, yeah, with a supermajority Democrat legislature, nothing's going to get done.
Yeah, all they'll do is protect Florida from this lunatic.
Right.
And Larry Elder is a right-wing nut job wacko who was Stephen Miller's mentor, I think.
Yeah. And didn't he rough up his wife or something? Or wasn't there some domestic abuse allegation?
The thing about it, Republicans, every time when you put somebody up to run for something, there's nothing good about Larry Elder. Find someone to run where there's something good about them. That might be an interesting way to start things, but there's nothing good about him.
And they found their Republican black friend to run.
Yeah.
It's like, well, if we're going to have a chance, we better run in California. We better run a black one.
I mean, I what are his views on the pandemic? I mean, is he, you know, he has horrible fucking anti-mask views and shit. Oh, God. We just can't, in the world we live in right now, we can't afford to have California be crazy. I'm sorry. Don't you think?
Again, whether or not you win or lose, will you accept the results of the election tomorrow?
I think we all ought to be looking at election integrity, no matter whether you're a Democrat, an independent, or a Republican. Let's all make sure that the election is a fair election. So let's all work together, no matter what the results are, to make sure that the results are valid and legitimate, and everybody who voted should have voted. Let's all do that together.
Is that a commitment to accept the results of the election tomorrow?
Let's all do that together. Let's all work together.
So he won't say, yes, I will accept the results.
Is this the world we live in now? Well, Every time a Republican loses,
they've already said
this bullshit.
Yeah, they've already said they're planning, no matter what happens, unless, of course, he wins in the unlikely event, but they're going to claim fraud, fake.
That's why the major network should have called the election earlier, because you're allowing for this shit. You're humoring these people, and that's all they need.
This is a lie. Candace Owens. I received about 20 emails last night from people telling me they went to vote for Larry Elder only to learn they already voted. Let's get a sworn statement, bitch.
Yeah.
And let's get their names.
Say that in court.
But no, I got 20 emails last night and they said they tried to vote for Larry Elder and they already voted. All right, well, let's get their names. Prove it.
Right. I mean,
you know it happens.
Well,
prove
no.
it. Forward us their names.
I mean, shouldn't she? I mean, you're claiming there's some sort of crime and there's not a crime. Candace Owens.
This person tweeted, my local responded, oh yeah, my local news reported last night that 7 billion ballots were already cast. I can't imagine that's right.
There must be a lot
of illegals voting.
I can't imagine that's right either.
She's making fun of Candace Owens.
Yes. 7 billion.
God. 20 emails. I got 20 emails at the.
You got God. It's so crazy. And it's so fucked up that every election is going to have to be like this. I mean, they're going to sue about the recall, aren't they?
Oh, it's all they got.
Well, But don't they see that that fucks up?
That's like, the point. Because they can't win on elections now. So they're just saying, look, we're gonna make people hate the elections so that we can start passing some laws that will make sure that we're not going to have them anymore. that it won't be democracy anymore. That it'll be Republican rule from minority.
We live in a crazy fucked up time with this climate change shit. That's what we all should be worried about. And why, you know, other, you know, it's just fucking insane.
So tune in Faithless Friday.
We'll
play more Faithless.
Pray to Friday Jesus shit. More. That seems to be, how's that going for you Christians? The playing, how's it going?
So this is interesting. This is Lynn Wood.
Yay.
Batshit.
Oh, yeah.
Republican lawyer for 10 seconds was on the Trump team. And then I think he was even too crazy for them.
Lynn Wood disbarred?
Not yet.
Oh, they're working on it. The powers that be. That's crazy. I mean, this seems like, is this your VIP stop the steal right wing nut job? Linwood, is that the biggest name you can get in the anti?
They had Mike Lindell, don't forget.
He's bigger than Linwood.
Oh, yeah, right now. Yeah.
Okay. So confusing.
But Linwood, apparently, you know, anti-vaxxer. He's everything horrific you could imagine.
Absolutely. Total shitbag.
Has a friend in Chicago who, her name is Veronica Wolski.
Okay.
Veronica's been all over social media going into places and like not wearing a mask and talking about the COVID's a hoax.
Right.
The whole nine yards.
Okay. Perfect.
Veronica's in hospital with COVID.
Damn. Oh, shit. Oh, didn't see that coming.
Not doing well, Tall.
Oh, shit, Veronica.
What happened? And this, but Lynn Wood is pissed because Lynn Wood, is claiming that she has a power of attorney or something. The woman and the power of attorney, the person with power of attorney wants her taken out of that hospital because they won't give her ivermectin.
Oh my fucking God. They're trying to save her life. I mean, isn't that what they, excuse me, that's what these horrible scientists are doing, by the way, everyone, in these hospitals. They're trying to save people's lives, even this lunatic.
So here's Lynn Wood. Here's Lynn Wood possibly committing a crime and definitely putting his legal status, his bar license in jeopardy, because he calls up this hospital.
Yes.
And I think he's just talking to some poor receptionist.
Okay.
At a hospital where this woman is.
How may I help you?
Yes. Tell me your name again.
It's JP.
JP. My name is Lynn Wood. I'm a lawyer. I'm calling you from South Carolina. You have a patient in your hospital named Veronica Wolski. The individual with her medical power of attorney is demanding that she be released immediately. There's an ambulance. Wait, I'm not through yet. There's an ambulance waiting for her outside. There is a medical doctor waiting for her to treat her. If you do not release her, you're going to be guilty of murder. Do you understand what murder is?
Good.
You
God.
Are going to be guilty. This is a lawyer calling and threatening someone that this is a receptionist. Saying you're gonna be guilty of murder.
Wouldn't you want to know who you're speaking to before you tell? Like, this is crazy. Well, it's Lynn Wood.
There's an ambulance. Wait, I'm not through yet. There's an ambulance waiting for her outside. There is a medical doctor waiting for her to treat her. If you do not release her, you're going to be guilty of murder. Do you understand what murder is?
Good God.
So meanwhile, he called out his flying monkeys, and this hospital was getting bomb threats.
Jesus.
Death threats. Here is
they just got one. I'm like, you know, you're going to be guilty of murder.
Down here, so it's not real obvious that I'm videoing.
Oh, this is Veronica at one of her, she was at Staples yeah. harassing employees. She was wearing a Zorro mask over her eyes.
Oh, I see.
She's like, I'm wearing my mask.
Hey, how did the Zorro mask work out for you? Did it protect you?
So then
she wants ivermectin.
I thought there was a clip. I don't see it now, but there was a there's another clip of people that are protesting. Shall I say we're protesting because she's dead.
Oh.
She died this morning.
Shit.
Veronica.
Oh, my God.
So I guess this person's guilty of murder.
Because she didn't get the ivermectin. That she's saying, they're saying she died because no ivermectin was administered to her.
Oh, here we go. So this is the protesters last night outside the hospital, this poor hospital,
right,
is dealing with these morons.
Yes.
That Lynn Wood is organizing.
Right, right.
And here's a protester. She's not happy about the bomb threats. Oh. She doesn't think it's helpful.
Okay. If anybody in this group is calling the hospital and telling them that they're...
Hospital, Chicago. It's Chicago, my hometown.
Right.
If anybody in this group is calling the hospital and telling them that they're going to blow it up, that's some bullshit, because that's what the security is saying now, that nurses and doctors are being threatened, that people are calling to blow up the hospital. If you guys are doing that, you need to fucking stop, because that doesn't help Veronica in any way.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
I'm sure she got shit for that, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
you're not a real patriot. You should get your guns and take her out of there.
Right. But how do you argue with that, though? I mean, I agree with her. No one should be calling in bomb threats to hospitals. Correct?
Right. So, also, Illinois is a two-party recording state.
Hell
so
yeah,
if that
baby.
Person that was on the phone with Lynn Wood did not know that she was being recorded.
Yes.
If he didn't tell her.
Right.
He could be in trouble for recording her without her knowledge.
Jesus.
And a lot of lawyers were posting and saying, this is, he's got to be disbarred for this. He's representing himself as a lawyer. He does not represent this person, but he says, I'm a lawyer.
Is it illegal for a lawyer to talk to someone they don't even know who this person is and say, I'm gonna get you?
And then say again, you're like, I'm going to charge you with murder.
But he can't even charge her with murder because he's not that kind of lawyer.
And it's a civil, it would be a civil case.
So he's, yeah, this seems illegal, or at the very least. You know, Sith Lord level douchey. Right. I don't. Lynn Wood, you fucking suck, dude. I don't know. He sucks, right?
He's out of his mind. Yeah,
you're a lunatic and you fucking suck. I don't know what this person does for a living that you're torturing here, that you're talking to, but I guarantee you this person has to take significant shit every day from the general public and you're not helping.
So Newsweek has the story. Veronica Walsky, woman who QAnon just demanded hospital treat with ivermectin, dies.
Okay, well.
Veronica Walsky, prominent, popular QAnon advocate.
Yay!
Best known for hanging banners from a bridge in Chicago.
Oh, good. Saying what? Q exists, follow the breadcrumbs.
I guess.
Be a QAnoner, go fuck yourself. Oh, this QAnon shit. It's poison.
Wood, on his Telegram account, urged his 814,000 followers to call up the Amito Health Resurrection Medical Center and demand that Walsky be treated with ivermectin.
Ooh. How many of these followers on Telegram, Lynn Wood, are just like porn bots? Like all of them?
Probably, yeah.
Cum slappers.
And they, God, Michael Flynn was doing it too.
Oh, was he?
They were organizing on social media to force the hospital to give ivermectin to Veronica.
Who is this Mike Flynn? How did he navigate his way to general of the army? He seems really insane, man. I mean, this is crazy.
Oh, God. This person posted a response to Lynn Wood. Have a family member get the paste wormer from a feed store. Give her 1 gram per 100 pounds of body weight per day. Do not tell the medical staff you're doing this. Then watch her miraculously improve. Give it in a spoon of applesauce. I have many horse friends who've gotten through COVID and not even gone to the hospital. We take many horse medicines, many throughout our lives, due to no insurance. And, well, that's And having to cure ourselves. Well, that's an international crime.
Is this the right measurement? 1 gram per table?
We hardly ever see docs or are sick. Broken bones, yes. Sick, never.
Well, okay. At least you admit your hypocrisy,
What a great testament to our country that people have to use horse medicine because they can't afford, they have no insurance.
Where do you come up
God
with
bless
the...
America.
Oh, yeah. This fucking country. I mean, good God. Where do you come up with this math for the ivermectin? Why is it 1 gram per tablespoon of applesauce or something? You fucking crackpots.
1 gram per 100 pounds of body weight per day.
Well, I don't know. I just went
out. Mix it up in a spoon. Yeah.
Well, I'm just a little basic bitch. Went out and got all the vaccines, even the booster. Not that it matters. You know what I mean? I don't have ivermectin. Am I fucking up by, you know, foregoing the ivermectin?
No.
Okay. Good.
There's no 0.0 evidence that it works or does anything.
Why would anybody even think it does? I just don't even get that. I know we've talked about this a lot, but why do people think ivermectin is going to help you with corona? Why?
I don't know.
God!
For the same reason that the hydroxychloroquine, they were convinced that.
Yeah.
That some conspiracy theory was trying to keep it down and you know, the morons who are...
Some fucking Russian troll bot, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Great.
Perfect.
We know they were pushing hydroxychloroquine.
Oh, yeah.
These websites.
Well, the president did.
And these Facebook groups.
Wellness. The wellness space is all fucked. It's all fucked. What wellness?
Oh, my God. It's time to go. And I didn't get to this good story, but we'll do it. This... is amazing. Over the weekend,
yes.
Speaking at, where is this? This is a speech at the Midtown Manhattan restaurant Cipriani.
Hello.
I don't know what this is about.
Cipriani.
But here is a little taste
of
the speaker.
Right.
Can you imagine Tony Blinken or Miley? How's that guy a general?
Millie. Jesus. Millie. The name is Millie. General Millie. Rudy Giuliani, drunk off his asshole.
Dear Jesus, thank you for this fucking clip.
Giving this speech. He is drunk out of his mind.
You think he's on 5 drinks?
Blinken or Miley? How's that guy a general? Jesus.
How's that guy a general?
Holy shit.
The other day, he said that the Bagram Air Force Base... it's not strategically important. I wanted to grab his, what do you have, 5 stars, 10 stars, 12 stars?
It's not strategically important.
This is real.
You should see the video. I'm watching the video.
I wanted to grab his, what do you have, 5 stars, 10 stars, 12 stars? He has so many stars that come into his ears.
God.
I wanted to grab his stars, shove it down his throat, and say, it's 400 miles from China, asshole!
What? It's 400 miles from China, asshole!
Congratulations to Rudy Giuliani, everybody. I mean, anybody, what do you give for that? A Tony, an Emmy? What do we give him for that? I mean, that is the most insane... I mean, he's so fucking drunk, man. I mean, that guy is shit. You know what? I uncurled my thing was tangled up, so I could go around and see the video.
Oh, you can see it now?
I think so. Oh, that's a good idea.
The mirror is gone. That was in there.
Oh, I don't know. There was a mirror right there. Oh,
I don't know where it went.
China is going to be our enemy for the next 40 years. You have an air base 400 miles from them, and you're giving it up, idiot.
Right.
What the hell is wrong with you? Who paid you? Christ, that is crazy.
Who paid you? Who the fuck paid you?
What?
I don't know. I shouldn't get into this. What Biden did in the last 2 weeks is freaking insane.
He is shit-faced.
He is out of his fucking skull.
That's seven drinks.
Okay, we'll play the rest. This isn't even halfway done, the clip I have. So we will continue this tomorrow.
He's super fucked up, man. God, Rudy.
This was a 9/11 commemoration.
Oh, my. Are you shitting me?
No.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. You motherfuckers. I mean, Trump is
this
doing...
This is America's mayor.
Yeah, you know what? It makes a lot of sense.
Talking in solemn terms about 9/11.
We are a country...
Are you fucking kidding me?
We are a country of drunk, dumb fucks dying of corona. Ivermectin's running out of all our assholes. Lick, 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 suck, suck, suck. We all sound like this.
Okay, we'll tease this. We'll play this. We'll play the rest of this tomorrow. We'll play the whole thing again tomorrow.
Rudy. Wow.
We'll pick it up. Thanks for listening, everybody. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern tomorrow. Always on your favorite podcast app.
Yeah.
CrabDiving.com. See what Ryan's doing. He's out on the internet, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, Rated R Comedy, or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience of So Freaking Vile.
We will holler at y'all tomorrow, everyone. Have a great whatever.
DTFN.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.